வகுளாபரணம் வந்தே ஜெகதாபரணம் முனிம் யஸ்ருதேர் உத்தரம் பாகம் சக்ரே திராவிட பாஷையா. I have come here to Aalvar Thirunagiri, the birthplace of Swami Nammalvar. He was born in the beginning of Kali Yuga, which is about 5117 years ago. He was born on Vaikashi Vishakam day. The 5th and 6th Utsavam during his annual Utsavam at Aalvar Thirunagiri is really a treat to watch. I came here to participate in that Utsavam. I would like to share something that I experienced here. The 9 Divyadeshams around Aalvar Thirunagiri, including Aalvar Thirunagiri, are known as Navatirupadi. I was able to see one beautiful concept being demonstrated here by the presiding deities of Navatirupadi and Aalvar. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Priyohi jnaninaha atyarthamaham sachamama priyaha. Who Arjuna? I love my devotees, my bhaktas. They too love me. Now when Krishna says this, he should have told that I love my devotees a lot and in turn they love me a little. Whereas you know how Krishna puts it? My devotees shower love and affection on me, lot of love, whereas I am unable to reciprocate. Instead, I show a little love and passion towards them. Bhagavan is a Uttama who says that he is unable to match the love of his devotee. We are able to see that demonstrated life at Aalvar Thirunagiri. Aalvar does not go to any of the Divyadeshams. Instead, these Bhagavans, they come to Aalvar Thirunagiri and get the Mangala Shasana Pasharams from Swami Nammalvar. On the 5th Utsavam day, with all religious fervor and splendor, one by one, Divyadesha Bhagavans enter Aalvar Thirunagiri. The Araya Swami, who recites Aalvar's Pasharams before these deities, with his symbols in hand, Kaila Thala Tode, he sings one by one the Pasharams pertaining to that Divyadesham. Receiving that as a great honor, these Embarumans go and take their place of residence inside Aalvar Sannidhi. They have nominated places. After all the 9 Divyadesha Perumals reach their places, evening around 5 p.m., their Archakas go to Tamrapurni River and fetch water. With that holy water, Thirumanjanam Abhisheka Kaikiryam begins. That goes on till 7 p.m. Then each Embaruman, they get decorated in Garuda Vahana. After all, we are blessed to have his darshan in Garuda Vahana. Around 11 p.m., one by one, these Embarumans come out of the grand gate, Mahadwara, called Kodavaravasal Darshanam. They have Harati. Nammalvar is in his Hamsavagana, the divine swan. Mathurakavi Aalvar, the disciple of Swami Nammalvar, is seen in his ivory palanquin, Parangi Narkali. So 9 Bhagavans on Garuda Vahana, 1 Nammalvar on Hamsavahana, and the last Mathurakavi Aalvar on the ivory chair. Totally, we can have a treat here. The whole night they go around all the 8 roads of this Divyadesham. One by one. It takes about 1 hour for this whole convoy to cross a single point. Finally, they all reach the temple gate, Thiruvirutham Shatamurai, Prasada Vinayogam, Aalvar Sri Ramanujan Shatari. With all this, Aalvar gives Piriya Vidai. He is unable to bear the separation of these Embarumans, but still they will have to go to their respective places. From the next day, people will throng their gates to have darshan. So Aalvar sends them off. He gives them goodbye. these Vimbramans return. Then along with the local Polinda Nunapiran, Nammalvar returns to his sanctum sanctorum. This great Utsavam is cherished, is remembered by one and all. I saw people leaving. They were so happy talking about this Utsavam. Now what is the moral behind this? The takeaway from this Utsavam is, Bhagavan, he showers his love on his devotee. He doesn't expect reciprocation, but Nammalvar has showered much more towards his Lord. This is the give and take. There is no trade between here, but this is a great intimate relationship between a bhakta and his Swami. You are now going to see a very brief, short video shoot of this. I hope you will also remember and venerate Swami Nammalvar on this great occasion.